Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Silvio Berlusconi. He's a 3-5 projector on the right angle cross of service in the quarter of duality, first color, right fixed, split definition. He has an electromagnetic 6447, and that's cut off from an unconscious 2644, although the 26 is also conscious, and then he has an electromagnetic 1858 that's part of that energetic component.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know when I asked you, well, do you know about him? And you said he's a, what did you say he was? A chauvinist pig.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He's got this great sense of humor, I think, you know, and really, you know, his ability, he's a projector. And right. I think, you know, his astuteness about things and saying stuff that he, you know, thinks are just very humorous. The problem is that he's 74 years old. Uh-huh. And so, you know, he's really of, I think, this old vintage of men and women and what their roles are. And he's on this cross of service, you know, all about
the alpha male.
The alpha male and the submissive woman. And like I say, you know, this collective consideration of what the male and the female should be. He has a kind of, you know, out of date sense of
well,
that.
Well, 50th gate, fifth line, a conservative, a natural conservative. You know, let's not change the rules or the game. And but my feeling was, you know, he's better than his reputation. Because here he is with this 6447, which is about the past and the mistakes of the past, with this 1858-48 challenging authority, but making improvements, wanting to improve, move into the future.
Well, you know, where he's moved into the future and where, you know, he's very clever, I think.
Yes.
And you know, he's very rich. He's like the 74th richest man in the world. He, I think, really understood media. I mean, it's this 4426.
Right.
I mean, he, you know, owns, you know, a big portion of the Italian media. But I think very early on, you know, he started out in construction and building all of these apartments, but he was like getting TV for them and getting channels and just, you know, really growing the whole thing
right.
from there and seeing that, you know, that the real control was going to come from the media and being a big player in the media. I mean, it's part of, you know, why he's accused of kind of, you know, dirty politics. And the fact is, you know, we may be in trouble now talking against him, you know, because
right.
he really does shut down people that don't agree with him, and his media has that ability to do that.
You don't think he'll be listening to this and come to the house?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah. You know, I think it's, I mean, here he is, 44th gate, fourth line, honesty. And Design Sun, 52nd gate, fifth line, explanation, but it's the terse but accurate statement.
Well, like I say, I think as a projector, and I
yeah.
also find it fascinating that so many of these rulers at this point that we have, these people that have the political power, are
right.
projectors. And here we have another one, but that, you know, the projectors with this open sacral really can get themselves into trouble, you know.
Well, look how his trouble is. The only activation, 59th gate,
second line.
I just want to be left alone. I'm just doing, you know.
No, I just would like to pinch your ass.
Boldness.
Is that okay? I mean, he's on the boldness side of the shyness, right? I mean, saying things like, you know, I mean, the latest, you know, brouhaha was that there was this good-looking woman, and he's saying to her, you know, I'd do anything for you. I'd go anywhere
yeah.
with you, right? Publicly yeah. in front of all of these people. His wife then, you know, is like, you know, to the papers putting in this, you know, I'm going to divorce this guy because he just won't leave it alone. Right? And again, I think, you know, he's just joking. He just, you know, it's like you're a projector. I see you say things like this that, you know, anybody can take that very seriously. But in fact, it's all just kind of coming from this humorous place. But that the problem is that he's really not very politically correct at this point. I mean, it's like after Obama got elected, you know, his comments was, oh, and the guy has a good tan. I mean, just stuff like this, that he's just being funny, right? But
well, you know, open throat. And, but I think what's interesting, when you think, oh, he's probably not having a good time of it now, because you have the 36 gate there with Uranus, I think. He's going to be there for I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. So this is a crisis by stuff you've said, you know.
Well, yes, absolutely. His wife is divorcing him, you know.
Well, yeah, that could be a problem. He used to be the 74th richest
right.
man.
Now she
he's...
now had got half of it, right?
right. But, you know, when I looked and got the impression, because the view I had of him, knowing nothing really about him except just what you see on CNN, is this guy's a buffoon. But seeing his chart and looking at it, I mean, look at this mental definition. All three of the mental, you know, formats there. It doesn't get to his throat, but the practicality he has with the 17th gate third line. Now he's taking shortcuts with the details. So I mean, I think that could bite him.
I think he's
taking
lots of shortcuts in a lot of different ways.
But it's also you know practical ideas. The 56th gate first line. The 47th gate first line, taking stock. I mean, he has 8 first lines in his chart.
Yeah, but he's got, you know, it's like this zealot, right? This obsession to correct. And again, I think, you know, the difficulty is that his obsession to correct and to make things, you know, according to his worldview, it's like he's putting all of these attractive women into his, you know, show girls and, you know, call girls.
I like this guy already.
You know, I mean, he's putting them in and really, you know, I mean, from a women's perspective, and the women in Italy definitely are protesting this, you know, kind of moving backwards, right? You know, away from, you know.
Right, taking women seriously, that they are equals to.
Right.
To this kind
instead of
archetypal, you know, bimbo, you know, women are good window dressing. Open G center. So, you know, does he know who he is? Does he know his place? Does he know, is he looking for his place, looking for his role? What is my role? You know,
well, he's a 3-5, you know, and on one hand, you know, he's obviously learned some things, and like I say, you know, he's very clever. I mean, he's actually, you know, he's the second longest serving prime minister of Italy, right? I mean, he's held the position on 3 separate occasions. I mean, he is like, you know, an icon in Italy in that sense, you know, in the political realm, obviously in the business realm because of his importance,
his wealth,
and, you know, owning of so many things, you know, starting with, you know, the TV. And so, you know, he really does represent Italy in a certain way that I think today, and it's like probably, you know, even 10 years ago, a lot of this was very acceptable. Right. I mean, it was all okay that he would say these things. But in today's environment, I think, you know, he's getting more and more flack. You know, I mean, he just recently made this comment about, well, you know, at least, you know, he likes beautiful girls and that's better than being gay. You know, just comments like this. I mean, he's forever sticking his foot in his mouth, right? And then at this point, you know, and I think, you know, with the media as it is today and it being sort of global, you know, everybody kind of knows about this guy, right?
Well, you know, 15th gate, first line in detriment. Alienate others through extremes, you know? But, you know, my overarching thing, the 44th gate, you know, when you see it, you know that this person has an ability, especially as a transmitter, handle the egos of others. They're really not something to prove for themselves. It's really a concern with the tribe, with, you know, its survival. That's why he's been elected.
Well, yes, but the problem is that there's nobody big enough to handle his ego.
Well,
okay?
You know,
I think that's really...
There's always a turd in the pool, Teresa.
You know, that's really, really the problem. Yeah. And again, I think that, you know, based on who he is, and I mean, he's clearly made, you know, quite a contribution to this country and to the government and, you know, to all sorts of things. But I do believe that he's just sort of, he's out of date. He's really not with kind of how he could make Italy, I think, more cutting edge at this point, especially including women and gays and, you know, just that inclusive kind of attitude, I think, that is so important today instead of a more exclusive, which I think is kind of the place where he's coming from.
No, I agree. You know? Because it is the design and the cross of really a chauvinistic person, and that's almost counterproductive to where we're going.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, well, Teresa, very interesting as usual.
Yes.
So we'll just say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.